Good morning. It's a joy to be with you.
早安，非常高兴和大家同在。
My wife and I would like to thank you for inviting us to be with you.
我和我太太非常感谢，你们来邀请我们和你们今天在一起。
She is over there beside one of our friends who chose to come to church with us today to join with us. His name is Jacob, and my wife's name is Jamie.
我太太 Jenny 和我们的朋友 Jacob 今天想坐在我太太旁边，一起来参加我们今天的敬拜。
We have already been blessed in our worship time.
我们在今天敬拜的时间，我们真是受到莫大的祝福。
I was praying silently, asking the Lord to help me keep my emotions under control.
我在心里边暗暗的祷告，求神帮助我，让我不至于太激动。
And then my wife leaned into me with tears streaming down her face, overjoyed worshiping with you.
And 我的太太就是靠在我的身边，我看她脸上热泪流下，非常享受这个敬拜的时间。
We are touched deeply by the fact that you live in many worlds as you follow Jesus Christ.
我今天真是心态非常感动，你们在这个世界上面各个方面，你们都选择去跟随主耶稣。
Your hearts are split sometimes in China and sometimes here in
我知
America.
道你们的心思有的时候有一部分是真是牵挂的中国，有一部分是心在这边。
And we understand that.
我非常理解你们的心思。
We have been so welcomed by everyone when we came in this morning. I am amazed at how generous and loving and kind you are.
今天早上我们来的时候，我们真是受到你们的热烈的欢迎。我心里面为你们的真是那种慷慨、那种热情非常感动。
A brother who was training in ministry on his first day of lay pastor leadership. Amen.
我们今天有我们的代职的牧师，今天第一天正式上任。
I spoke to a brother with a sense of humor who said, I don't think we've ever met each other before, have we?
这个弟兄非常幽默地讲，我们以前是不是没有见过？
Another man in the back, fit and trim with gray hair, said, I'm 80 years old.
今天还有另外一个弟兄在后面，大概有80岁，白发银发满满，但是非常的健壮。他告诉我他今年这个80岁。
It makes me feel young whenever somebody tells me they're 80 years old.
当他们说自己是80岁的时候，让我感觉自己很年轻。
Are any of you disturbed by the fact when we go see doctors and dentists now, they look like they're still in high school?
你们有没有在看医生或看牙医的时候，你看到那些医生，他们好像刚从高中毕业出来。
And I must say, to hear the story of Gabriel and to hear about Grace,reading the Bible 9 times, I am humbled by your faithfulness.
我们今天听到这个董弟兄的分享和看到这个 Grace 小姐妹，她竟然读了圣经九遍，我心里边真是非常的谦卑，感谢神。
But now it's time to get into the Word because we're here to spend time with our Heavenly Father.
我们现在要开始我们的今天的分享，感谢天父。
I know your pastor, Pastor Wong, would want us to look at the Word and let the Word look deeply into our lives.
我知道我认识你们的牧师王牧师，他要我们真的是深读神的话语，让神的话语刻在我们心里边。
We'll be reading passages out of the book of Romans this morning, so you'll want to open your Bibles to the book of Romans.
今天早上我们会读罗马书里面的经文，如果你有圣经在手，请你打开罗马书。
But before we go much further, let me describe who I am.
让我们在我们开始之前，我来做一个自我介绍。
I am a man who is 66 years old.
我今年66岁。
And yes, my wife just said he is old.
我太太刚说他很老了。
And I want to describe my life to you. Think about this.In my adult life, I have spent 50% of my adult life being a missionary.
我想介绍一下我的生平。在过去的48年，我的成人生活中，我有50%的时间，是做宣教士。
That's a total of 13 years as an international missionary and 10 years serving as a missionary in North America.
做了13年在国际上的宣教和10年在北美的宣教事工。
50% of my life has been as a missionary, learning other cultures and using other languages.
50% 的时间，我是一直在学习其他的文化，然后学习这个我们宣教的对象。
That's why when my wife and I are in a service like this, where we sense culture and language, it always tilts our hearts for God in mission work. It always does.
我和我太太在这个宣教的事工上面，每次看到接触到不同的文化，我们心里边真是为神的做工而感动。
I am in awe of a sister who can speak both languages fluently. Go ahead. Brag on yourself. It's all right.
今天能有幸为牧师做翻译。
Believe it or not, a young man from Michigan learned to speak three languages sometimes every day of my life.
你们也许不相信，我是从密西根的长大的，我可以说三个语言，而且经常是每一天都在用这三种语言。
I grew up speaking English.
我成长起来讲英文。
And then my wife, my three children and I learned French.
我的太太和我还有我们的三个孩子都学了法语。
And then we learned an African language called Zarma.
然后我们又学了一个非洲的语言叫 Zarma.
We have lived on three continents. We have lived on Africa, Europe, and North America.
我们曾经在三个大陆上生活，非洲、欧洲和北美大陆。
And I've had the privilege to visit 30 nations and interact with the people in 30 nations.
我非常有幸能够有机会访问了大概有30个国家和不同的人民在有些交流。
And 30% of my life has been as a lead pastor in different churches here in Michigan.
30% 的时间我是在不同的教会做主任牧师。
And then 20% of my adult life has been used in pursuing 3 degrees.
大概有20%的时间我花的是我来一直在学习拿到三个学位。
But the best thing in my life is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
但是我生命中最美好的一件事情就是认识主耶稣作为我的救主。
So if you would, opening your Bibles to Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I would like to read in English this focal passage for today.
今天我们看一下罗马书1:16，我来用英文来读。
It says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
This wonderful book reminds us never to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个罗马书一直提醒我们，让我们不以福音为耻。
If you were to spend time today reading the book of Romans, you would see that the word gospel is spoken many times in the opening of the book and at the close of the book.
如果你读罗马书，你会意识到这个福音是贯穿了整本书，从开始到结尾。
Paul, the author of the book, had not yet visited the city of Rome.
这个罗马书的作者保罗当时还没有真正的身临罗马。
He was busy visiting all other different countries and people telling them about the gospel.
他当时是在各个地方各个国家去宣教去分享这个福音。
And when he sent this letter, somewhere between the year 50 to 60 AD,
当他是在主后的50到80年之间，他把这封信寄到罗马教会。
Things in Rome had finally started to settle down.
那么在罗马的时候，那个整个的情况稳定下来。
Because what had happened was, after Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, many people took the gospel of Jesus Christ to Rome.
当时是耶稣真是受难升天之后，很多人拿到这个带着耶稣的这个福音，然后把带到了罗马。
And one of the Roman emperors said, "I don't like it that the people who love Jesus are now causing trouble with people who call themselves Jewish in their religion."
当时在罗马的一个皇帝说，我的这些人自称基督徒，这些人在罗马造成了那些犹太人中间有很多的那些暴乱。
So he said, I want all of you to be thrown out of the city. Quit your jobs. Don't work in the houses. Don't work in the palaces. Get out of my city.
因为这种不停的这种骚乱，这个罗马的这个皇帝就命令所有的这些人都离开罗马，离开你的工作，彻底的离开这个城市。
But finally, a new ruler came in and he said, we need people to work inside our city. All of you come back to Rome.
后来一个新的皇帝起来之后，他说我们需要人在罗马城里边工作，所以你们都回来在这儿工作。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ was spoken in the houses.
那这个时候，那么耶稣这个福音就在各个家庭里面就传播开来。
The gospel of Jesus Christ was spoken in relationships.
这个耶稣的福音在人际关系中一直在传扬。
The gospel of Jesus Christ was spoken in the schools.
这个耶稣的福音在学校里面被传扬。
It became so well known that other people wrote about the people in the city of Rome talking about this Jesus.
当时这个是非常的就是非常的广传，以至于其他的人会有一些著作写在罗马的人来分享这些福音。
So I have a couple of questions for all of us today.
我今天想问大家几个问题。
Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
你是以耶稣基督的福音为耻吗？
Are you afraid to mention the name of Jesus?
你有没有是在提起耶稣的名字的时候感到害怕？
We live in a city that could be much like Rome today.
我们在一个真实，我们现在住这个城市有点像当年的罗马城。
People who are busy about pursuing their degrees at the university.
人们是非常的热衷，非常的积极在追求，在大学里边寻求他们的学位。
People who want their bank accounts to grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
人们呢一直在盯着自己的银行账户，希望他们一直在上涨。
People who want to become powerful or have prestige in the community.
那么人们一直在寻求他们的权利，或者是他们的在人间的那种荣誉和地位。
And let's admit it, sometimes we feel like I'd love to talk about Jesus, but I don't know that they want to hear about Jesus.
有的时候我们心里边甚至会想，我想跟他们分享耶稣基督的福音，但是我不是确定他们要不要听，他们愿不愿意听。
And nothing is worse when you go home and you're ready to go to sleep and you're saying your prayers and you're like, Lord, I know my heart was stirring to talk about the gospel. I'm sorry I didn't do it.
每天晚上，也许在自己在睡前祷告的时候，心里边会被激荡起来，会跟神说，神呐，我知道我想分享你的福音，但是我今天没有做到。
The shame makes us feel like I just need to quit caring about talking about Jesus.
这种耻辱感有的时候会让我们感觉到我们也许就应该停下来，不再宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
And so sometimes the shame and the fear will cause us to move to a mood or an attitude of apathy.
有的时候这种羞耻或者这种害怕的感觉可能会驱使我们心里变得更加冷漠。
Do you understand apathy?
你明白这个冷漠的这个概念吗？
What is the word for apathy in your language?
这个冷漠在中文里边的意义。
Okay, what is it again?
冷漠。
Can you say it? Can you say it? Can you say it?Jamie goes, no, I cannot. You can say the word apathy, Jacob. You can say apathy. 冷漠, is that how you say it?
冷漠。
冷漠? Okay, you can see I have bad ears. Okay, all right. Say it one more time.
冷漠。
冷漠。
Yeah.
冷漠。Is that good? Yeah. All right, thank you. Okay. Here's the thing. That, to me, might be the most dangerous word for us ever to feel within our lives.
对我来讲，这个词可能是在我们生命中最危险的一个词。
Gabriel told us a story of when there was a bad moment in his life, people cared enough to come into the bad moment and tell him and his family about Jesus.
Gabriel 弟兄刚才的分享讲到，当他家庭经历的那种风暴的时候，周围的人们是关心他们，愿意向他们分享福音。
That is the opposite of fear, apathy, and shame.
这种分享是 是整个是这种羞耻感、害怕感和这种冷漠感的完全的反面。
So by looking at the book of Romans, we're going to remind us of three things.
我们今天读罗马的时候，读罗马书的时候，我们要提醒我们自己三件事。
Number one, without Jesus, everyone is lost.
第一点，如果没有耶稣基督，每个人都是沦丧。
Look at Romans 3:23.
我们看一下罗马书三章二十三节。
In Romans 3:23, we're reminded that without Jesus, everyone is lost.
这段经节提醒我们，没有耶稣基督，我们每个人都是失丧的。
It says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
没有耶稣基督，人人都迷失，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we first read those words, it might be difficult to understand what it means that we fall short or that we miss the target of having a relationship with God.
当我们刚开始读这段经文的时候，我们心里边可能会很迷惑，这个里边讲的亏缺的神的荣耀是什么意思。
So can we envision it like a bow coming out of an arrow coming out of a quiver being put on a bow and the bow being drawn back to shoot at a target?
我们可以想象一下，当这个箭手从箭袋里面取出这个箭，放到弓上，准备要射出的时候。
Without Jesus, everyone is lost.
如果没有耶稣基督，那么人人都迷失了。
But here's what happens in Ann Arbor and in China and in America.
那么我们看现在在安娜堡或在中国和在美国都发生什么事情。
We just keep pulling arrows out and shooting at anything that we think will make us happy and make us content.
我们每个人都从箭袋里拿出这箭，射向那些让我们能够感到满足、感到快乐的事情。
Am I right?
我说的对不对？
We will pull out an arrow and we'll shoot at the target of wealth. If I have a bigger bank account, I will be content.
我们可能拿这个箭射向了那种财富的目标。如果我有钱，可能我就生命中就觉得满足了。
Some of you are young enough. You're thinking, if I had the right woman as my wife or the right man as my husband, then I would be so, so happy.
对于那些年轻人会想，哦，也许我有这个人做我的太太，那个做我的先生，那我如果得到这个的话，我就生命就满足了。
So you pull out the arrow, you put it in the bow, and you shoot.
当你拿出这个箭，然后放到弓上，然后往外射。
You miss that relationship.
你可能真的就是又射靶向又射歪。
So、you pull out another arrow and shoot.
然后你再拿出个箭再射。
And even if you found that right person in your life,
即使是你找到你生命中那种对的那个人
，That right person as a marriage partner cannot be the one that saves your soul for an eternity.
那么这个你认为对的人，在婚姻中作为你的伴侣的人，但是并不能拯救你的灵魂。
The book of Romans tells us that the aim of our life is to glorify God in everything that we do.
这个福音书告诉我们，我们生命中的目的就是在我们所有的事情上、生活的上面要荣耀神的名。
In such a way that it persuades others to want to believe and follow Jesus Christ.
我们这样做的时候，用我们的行为能够，我们的形象能够感动、影响周围的人，愿意去跟随耶稣基督。
When I was a missionary in Paris, France.
当我在法国，在巴黎做传教士的时候
，would serve.With other missionaries, and I had a friend that I would meet with over coffee in the morning.
我和其他的一些传教士、宣教士一起来同工，经常我们在巴黎的一个小咖啡店见面。
And even though he was an American and I was an American, we chose to speak French whenever we did our ministry in the city.
尽管是他是美国人，我也是美国人，但是我们在法国的宣教工厂，我们选择一直是说法语。
So we're in this Parisian cafe very early in the morning, praying and talking about how we're going to share our faith with other people.
我们在巴黎这个小的咖啡店，在一个清晨很早的时间，我们一起来祷告，祷告在讨论如何向周围的人去宣讲福音。
But in Paris cafes, you sit very close to everybody in the cafe.
在你们知道，在巴黎的那种小咖啡店，大家都坐得很安静。
They do not believe in a lot of space between people.
他们在那个地方啊，大概不太相信人和人之间需要有距离。
So as we were talking about Jesus and praying about going out in that day to share the gospel,
当我们在祷告去决定那一天怎样的去宣扬神的福音的时候，
a Frenchman was sitting behind us.
一个法国人坐在我们后面。
He was reading a French newspaper.
他当时在读一个法国报纸。
And he kept shaking it like this.
他心里很烦躁，一直在抖动那个报纸。
He would say, "Puh," like that out loud.
心里面非常反感的做出那些声音。
Frenchmen use the sound "puh" to let you know they don't agree with what you're saying or doing.
法国人用这个 "puh" 的这种声音来表明他不同意你的观点。
So for about 2 minutes, I feel this. Puh. Puh.
大概有两分钟的时间，我一直在听到后面的这种报纸在抖动，这种 "puh" 的这种不赞成的声音一直在传来。
His leg was crossed and his brown shoe was touching the back of my chair.
他的腿是翘着二郎腿，他的棕色的皮鞋踢到了我的椅子后背。
I want you to know that I polished my shoes this morning.
我跟大家说，我今天擦亮了我的皮鞋。
This man's shoes, I don't think had ever been polished in their entire life.
但我可以告诉你们，这个人的棕色的皮鞋可能一辈子从来没有擦过。
So his dirty shoe is touching my back and the back of my chair.
所以他的脏的鞋碰到了我的后背，碰到我的椅子后背和衣服。
The man wanted our attention.
这个人呢，其实是想吸引我们的注意力。
And so I turned to him and I said, "Sir, is there a problem?"
所以我转过头来问说，先生，你有什么问题吗？
He said to us in French, and I responded in French, "You really don't believe what you're saying, do you?"
当时他用法语说，我也用法语回，他就说，你真的相信你自己所说的是吗？
And then he started firing questions at us.
然后他就开始一个接一个的问了很多问题。
He would not wait for the answers.
他根本不等我的回答。
For about 2 minutes, he just wanted to insult us.
大概有两分钟的时间，他就一直就是想用各种各样的问题来侮辱我们。
And finally, knowing that God had made this appointment happen,
当时我意识到神让这种会面这种事情发生。
I said to the man, "I understand what you do not believe. Would you tell me what your spiritual belief is in your life?"
我跟这位人说，跟这个人说，我知道你不相信我所说的，但是你能不能告诉我你相信什么呢？
The Parisian man said to us, I am an agnostic Buddhist Catholic."
这个人跟我说，我是一个不可知论者，我是一个佛教徒，我也是一个天主教徒。
It was a salad, right?
我们看这是一个真的是一个混杂在一起的，像沙拉一样混杂一起的这些信仰。
But he was being so clear and honest that I loved it that he was honest with what he said.
但是我心里边真的是非常感恩来的，他说这一切都是非常的诚实。
And I said, "Would you explain more?"
我就问了这个人，你能不能再继续讲一讲？
He said, "I am agnostic because I've been raised in the French school system and I don't really believe there is evidence enough that there is a God."
我是一个不可知论者，因为我是在法国这些学校系统长大，我从来没有被教有什么关于信仰的事情。
And I am Buddhist because as well as I understand Buddhism, I don't want to do wrong to anyone.
认为我自己是个佛教徒，是因为我理解的这佛教说，不管是我想怎么做，我不想伤害别人。
And then he said, "But when I was just a baby, my mother and father had me baptized in the Catholic Church."
然后呢，在我是一个婴儿的时候，我的父母在天主教堂里为我施洗了。
So he said, "Just in case they're right and everyone else is wrong, I want the priest to come do last rites so I can go to heaven."
所以就是以防万一真的他们说的是对的，就真的有神存在，我希望在我临死之前神父来为我祝福，我可以升天。
We shared our faith, we talked about Jesus, and the man became impatient and he wanted to leave.
我们再继续讨论，我分享了神的福音，主耶稣的福音，啊，这个人越来越焦躁，他想离开。
When we lived in Paris, as men, we carried backpacks filled with all kinds of things that would tell others about Jesus.
我们在巴黎的时候，我们每个人都背一个双肩包，里面装着各种各样的那些信息单，我们能够分享神的福音。
The man dropped a coin near his coffee cup, his tiny coffee cup, to indicate he was ready to leave.
他呢，这个人呢，在他的非常小的咖啡杯里，扔进去他的硬币，也就是表明他准备要走了。
With that signal of leaving, my friend pulled a Bible in French quickly out and said, "My friend, would you at least read this and make your own decision about Jesus, not what the French school system told you?"
就在那一瞬间，我的朋友从他的背包里取出了一本法语的圣经，放在这个人面前，说：“我的朋友，你愿不愿意至少开读一下这个圣经，来真正的？”决定你是不是要认识这位神，而不是遵循你在长大的时候学校系统教给你的那一切。
The man grabbed up the Bible and left out the street, and I've never seen him again.
这个人拿起这个法语圣经，离开了这个咖啡店，我从此再也没见过他。
Why did that moment happen?
为什么那个瞬间会发生呢？
Because without Jesus, everyone is lost.
因为没有耶稣基督，每个人都是迷失的。
Number two.
第二点,
the Lord loves people first.
第二点，耶稣爱人，首先是爱人的。
The Lord loves people first, even when we're not loving toward the Lord.
耶稣爱我们，尽管是在我们不爱神的情况下，耶稣先爱我们。
Listen to the beautiful words of Romans 6:23.
我们读一下罗马书六章二十三节的美妙的经文。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣里乃是永生。
Romans 5:6 says,
罗马书五章六节说道,
While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因为我们还软弱的时候基督就在锁定的时候为罪人死了。
Romans 5:8 says,
罗马书五章八节讲到,
God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死,神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
My friend Jacob is in the financial investment business.
我的朋友Jacob 是在这个金融界这种投资界。
His goal is always to help his clients make more money.
他的目标是帮助他的客户能赚更多的钱。
The Lord says about us in our sin, we deserve damnation and punishment.
神告诉我们根据我们的如果基于我们的罪我们是配得的是只有是惩罚。
Condemnation and separation from God forever.
我们受到惩罚，我们与神永远隔绝。
But here's what these three verses just said. It says God rescues you because he loves you.
但是这三段经文告诉我们，神爱我们，神来救我们。
Picture this.While we are rejecting God, it's as if we're putting our hands up, pushing him away all the time.
我们想象一下，当我们拒绝神的时候，我们好像用我们的双手把神一直在推开。
Get away from me, I'm not worthy.
远离我，我不配得。
Get away from me, I don't want to give up that thing in my life.
啊，远离我，我不想放弃我生命中正在追求的这件事。
Get away from me, God. I don't want to take on the responsibility spiritually for others in my life.
远离我神，我不愿意在我生命中担起对别人这种属灵生命的这种负担。
And every time we're pushing God back with our hands, he's opening his arms to give us the big giant hug of salvation.
每一次我们把神推开的时候，神张开他的慈爱的双臂接纳我们。
The Lord loves people first.
神首先爱世人。
I could illustrate this by a story from Africa.
我可以跟大家分享一个在非洲的一段经历的故事。
When we went to Africa, a big giant of a man, bigger than me, whiter than me, and black skin, came to offer to be a tutor in the language of Zarma.
当我们去非洲的时候，我们遇到了一个人，他长得比我高，比我壮，他呢，愿意教我们扎尔玛当地的语言。
Sekou was his name, and Sekou said, "I have taught many college students who have come to Africa to work in the villages. I am a good teacher. I will teach you the language."
这人的名字叫 Sekou， 他说我教了很多到非洲来的大学生，教他们这个语言。我是一个非常好的老师，我会把你的语言教好。
But with his hand up in my face, he said these words.
但他的手在我的前面，他说了这些话。
But I do not want to become a Christian. Don't talk to me about this Jesus.
但是我告诉你，我不想成为基督徒，也不要向我分享这个基督的福音。
He told me that he was following a religion that had been around for 1400 years.
他告诉我，他在非洲，他遵循一个存在了1400年的一个宗教的习惯。
But he said this. He said, "Even though I follow this religion, I'm not very obedient. I do a lot of wrong things."
他很坦诚地说，即使我是遵循这个宗教，但是我会告诉你，我并不是完全的顺服，我做很多坏事。
So I talked to my wife, and the Lord led us to take Sekou to become our teacher.
当时我和我太太讨论，我们祷告，神带领我们，让我们接受这个 Sekou 做我们的老师。
Sekou met in our home over our dining room table many times, teaching us the simple parts of the language.
Sekou 到我们家，在我们那个餐桌上面，很多天，来教我们这个语言。
He was the first person to teach me how to count in Zarma.
他是教我第一个教我用 Zarma 这个语言来数数的人。
Fo, Ihinka, Ihinza, Itachi, Igu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And I never put up my hand with my fingers open when I'm talking about 5 or 10. I put my fingers like this.
当我谈到这五和十的时候，我用左手右手来比划这个五和十的概念。
Because in the African culture, to turn my hands to someone and do this to them was to put a curse on them.
因为在非洲的这个习俗里边，如果我面向这个人手张开，就等于是诅咒他的意思。
Even to this day, at the age of 60, if I want to make my wife nervous, I just do that to her.
其实我现在今年有60多岁，如果我对我太太不满意，有的时候我会用这个手势向她表示不满。
Because I am still a high school boy, even though I am an old man.
其实我已经年老到60，但我心里面还是个非常年轻的高中生。
After weeks of learning the language, we finally said to Sekou, "Sekou, we just can't learn the simple things. We want to talk about spiritual subjects."
我们当学了跟这个 Sekou 学了几星期这个语言，我们跟 Sekou 说，我们这些东西，我们特别是想学到，不想学这简单的这些知识，我们想学怎么去谈论这个属灵生命的方向的内容。
So we had a Bible in Zarma that somebody else had translated, and I was ready to put it into his hand.
所以我手里拿了一个扎尔玛语言，别人翻译好扎尔玛语言的这本圣经，放在他手里边。
Sekou pulled his hands away and said, "No, there is no way I can take a Bible from you."
那 Sekou 当时吓了一跳，马上把手缩回去，说，不可能，我不可能从你手里接受这本圣经。
My wife and I prayed and said, "Lord, how can we get him to read the scripture?"
我和我的太太就在祷告向神求说，怎么能够让我们能够劝说他能读这本圣经。
This was back in the 1990s for the young people in the church today, okay?
说这是当年是在1990年那个时代发生的事情。
I couldn't send him a PDF with my phone.
我不可能用我的手机给他发的 PDF 版本的这个圣经。
So we took the Bible to the copy machine at the office and copied every page of the Gospel of John.
所以我们当时拿这本圣经到办公室，用这个复印机把那个约翰福音重新复印下来。
We stapled it with a stapler and gave it to him, and he took it in his hands the following week.
我们用那个订书机把它钉在一起，然后把这个复印的这本约翰福音送到他手里边，他接受了。
And he said these words.
他说了这些话。
I will take this because nobody in my family will know that this is the words from the Bible.
我会接受这个 这个复印本，因为我的家庭没有人会知道这是从圣经里边来的话。
He said, I have many copies of many papers in my office, and they will not know that I'm reading things about the Bible. And it's not like I'm going to become a Christian anyways.
是他说我的办公室里有很多各种各样的纸张，所以周围的来的人，家里人也不会认为这是从圣经里边来的。我告诉你，我不想成为基督徒。
Soon after that, Seku said, let's do a role play.
过了不久，然后 Seku 跟我们讲，来，咱们做一个角色转换的，来做个游戏。
Pretend that you're in the market and you're trying to lead me to follow Jesus.
啊，假设你在这个市场里边，你想劝说我来跟随耶稣基督。
So I would take my turn many times quoting the Bible verses that we're looking at today.
所以我就当到我的说话的时候，我就今天用我们今天学的圣经的经文跟他讲。
And then he turned his attention to Jamie. He said, "Okay, Jamie, now you try to lead me to Jesus."
然后他把他脸转向了 Jenny， 说 ：“Jenny， 那你来试试带领我去追寻耶稣基督。
”He did this day after day.
所以他那段时间每一天都和我们在训练这方面的这个练习。
He would never let us get to the end where we could lead him in a prayer to follow Jesus.
他不会让我们能够到最后，我们能够达到那一起来祷告，带他相信耶稣基督的祷告那一段。
He would put up his hand like this and he'd say, "No, I don't want to hear anymore."
他把他手举起来说 ：“OK， 我不想再听了。
”But one day.
但是有一天。
One day.
有一天。
We got to the part where normally he put up his hand and said, "I don't want to hear anymore."
在我们达到那个读那圣经读到那个时候，他每一次举手拒绝的那一段经文的时候
，And he said, "Please tell me more about following Jesus."
他的手开始向我说，告诉我多一些东西，让我知道怎么样才能够跟随耶稣基督。
When someone is ready to finally decide to follow Jesus, I often ask them.What caused you to pivot? Why are you ready to follow Jesus now?
当有人向我表示他忽然有这个很大的这个转折，想跟随耶稣基督的时候，我总是要问他：你生命中出现了什么转折点，让你改变了你的想法
？Seku said, "Last night I had a dream, the same dream, the third time."
Seku 说，昨天晚上我做了一个梦，这是我第三次做同样的梦。
He said, I dreamed I was in the darkness and water was rising up to my knees and to my waist and I was starting to sweat in my dream, my nightmare, afraid that I was going to drown.
他说在我的梦中我是在一个黑暗中的水从我的脚底开始漫起一直到我的腰间我当时在梦里边就浑身湿汗觉得我会消亡。
And then he said, but in the darkness, all of a sudden there's a rock behind me, and I felt like I'd climb up on the rock and I wouldn't drown.
在这个黑暗中，我在这梦中，我感觉到在我的后背有一块石头，我自己如果是靠这块石头的时候，我意识到我不会被淹死。
And he said, I would hear a voice out of the darkness in my language of Zarma that said these words.
我在黑暗中在我的心里边有这个用这个扎尔玛语言说了下面这段话。
I sent Tony and Jamie to tell you about me. Follow what they're telling you to do.
我把 Tony 和 Jenny 送到你的生命中让他们向你分享这个消息跟随他们听他们的宣讲。
That day, he became a follower of Jesus Christ after praying and inviting Jesus to become his Savior.
那一天，他接受了主耶稣作为他生命的救主。
Seku became my lay pastor standing beside me when I would preach in the streets in a Muslim nation.
Seku 成为当时我在这个穆斯林这个国家在街上宣道的时候，他成为我旁边的右手，作为我的助手来宣讲福音。
As I taught Seku to spend his time in the Bible, he became a very important leader to his people to teaching them about Jesus Christ.
当我教 Seku 这个圣经，然后他学了这些，成为他的人民的一个非常重要的一个领袖。
So capture these moments because it is also true for Ann Arbor, for China, and for America.
我们重新想一下这个瞬间，因为这对我们不管是在安娜堡、在中国还是在美国是非常重要的。这个瞬间
Without Jesus, everyone is lost.
没有耶稣基督，每个人都是迷失的。
The Lord loves people first.
神爱世人，首先是神爱世人。
And then third, surrendering to the Lord is straightforward.
那么第三点，向神去顺服是直截了当的。
Listen to these words in Romans 10, 9 and 10.
我们一起来看罗马书十章九到十节。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And then listen to this guarantee in Romans 10:13.
我们再读一下罗马书十章十三节的确据。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
You see, the confession of pride is where we give up our way and we start relying on God's way.
所以我们看到这里边承认我们自己的过错和骄傲，我们就等于把我们的生命交到神里边，交到神手里边依靠神。
We no longer shoot arrows at a target that will never hit the bullseye.
我们不再从箭里边取出这个箭，射向非常错误的目标。
Instead, we let the Lord help us hit the aim of our life.
而相反，我们要神在我们生命中做主，带领我们把这个箭射向他给我们定下的生命的目标。
So there must be confession, but secondly, there must be commitment to Jesus.
所以第一点是要认罪悔改，那么第二点就是要委身耶稣。
Relying on the Lord so that you have the courage to tell others about Jesus.
依靠耶稣基督，所以我们从他里得力，能够向周围的人分享这个好消息。
You know when Jesus Christ was born, when he died, when he resurrected, and when he ascended, correct?
我们是在圣经里边，我们学到了耶稣的出生，耶稣的宣教，耶稣的受死和耶稣的升天。
And so that was 2,000 years ago.
那是两千多年之前。
Gabriel, that was 6,000 miles away from you.
那么 Gabriel 弟兄，那是大概六千多英里以外的地方。
But here's what happened back in that time.
但是这就是在当时发生的事情。
Somebody told somebody who 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 finally told you about how to follow Jesus Christ.
那时候就发生，就是人人就是一个人传到另一个人，就这样口口相传，所以这个好的信息传到了今天，传到了你和我。
That message may have come in many different languages to get to where it buried itself in your heart.
这个信息是以世界上各个的语言被传扬，直到刻在我们的心里。
So I ask you again, are you ashamed of Jesus Christ, or would you say today, I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ?
所以我再问你一句，你会以耶稣基督的福音为耻吗？所以大家今天会说，我不再为耶稣基督的福音为耻。
In the moments that we close, and before I lead in a moment of prayer,
在我们结束的时候，
I ask you these questions. Are there barriers that you have allowed to keep you from talking to others about Jesus?
我问你几个问题，你的生命中有没有一些什么阻碍，来阻碍你向周围的人宣讲福音？
Some of you see friends and family members all the time, and you've never yet told them a simple story about Jesus.
你们中的每个人每天都会见到亲戚和朋友，但是可能心里边没有这个勇气去向他们分享任何关于耶稣的福音。
And yet you know that you love them.
我知道你很爱他们。
So how, if you would, could you ask through prayer, Lord, help me to take the barrier and destroy the barrier and turn it into a bridge so that I can tell others about Jesus.
我鼓励你回去祷告，求神给你力量，把这个障碍变成桥梁，向你周围的人宣讲这个好消息。
And I'm a big believer for all of us that a moment of feeling or thought has to follow up with a pattern of change in my life for real change to take place.
我相信我心里边的一念的闪动，一定要在生命中有真实的那种跟踪的行动，才能够得以实现。
So again, when I begin to pray, ask yourself, Lord, what pattern am I willing to change so that I will tell others about the Jesus?
所以鼓励大家在祷告的时候问自己，求神给你智慧。我在生命中我需要在哪方面做出改变，所以我可以带我周围的人去信主。
And if there happens to still be in this sanctuary today someone who has not placed their trust in Jesus Christ, I ask you, what is the objection?
我今天如果在座的还有对神有拒绝的，我想问你，你的心里面的拒绝和反对的原因是什么呢？
Without Jesus, you're lost.
没有神的话，你是迷失的。
And God loves you first.
因为神先爱你。
And surrendering to Jesus
向神去顺服
is simple and straightforward.
是直截了当的事情。
Whenever I've had men or women hesitate, it's not because they don't understand.
当我遇到这个不管是男女他很犹豫去接受主的时候，
they're just not willing to give control over to God.
并不是说他们就是说真正的原因是他们不想把生命委身于神。
But there are dozens of us in this room that would look at you and tell you that giving control to the Lord was the best decision of our lives.
但相信我们在座的很多人会和你分享，把你的生命交给神是你一生中能做的最好的一个决定。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, there was a time in my life when I refused to follow you.
亲爱的天父，我知道在我的生命的某一瞬间，当时我拒绝接受神。
There was a time when I thought just saying that you existed was going to get me into heaven.
当时呢，在我生命中，我会认为，只是承认你的存在，可能就会让我上天堂。
And then one day I discovered that Jesus paid a horrible price for my sin.
然而有一天，我意识到耶稣为我的罪付上了那样惨重的代价。
He died on the cross for everything that I've ever done wrong in my life.
他在十字架上为我受死，担当了我所有的罪。
And Lord, with that, he gave me access to having you enter my life and be with me through the Holy Spirit.
因为他所做的一切，所以让圣灵进到我的心里边，能够成为你的信徒。
I pray that my brothers and sisters here would feel the same, Lord, that they would become bold witnesses telling others about Jesus.
我为今天在座的弟兄姐妹们祷告，他也能够像这样的为神的灵感动，被神的灵感动，能够真是刚强壮胆向周围的人分享福音。
And for those who have not yet trusted you as their Savior,
对那些还没有接受你作为他们人生救主的人，
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would keep them from leaving this place and have them talk to somebody here who leads the church.
我祷告求你的灵带领他们在今天出这个门之前能够愿意与在座的某一个弟兄或者姐妹来交谈。
So they can begin following you from this day forward in Jesus.
对他们能够心里边被激动起来愿意从今天开始跟随你的脚踪。
Amen.
Amen.